感谢主啊！我们今天是灵恩会。
We thank God. Today is the spiritual convocation.
那主耶稣也给我们很好的天气。
And Lord Jesus gave us wonderful weather.
那我们弟兄姐妹啊，有的也请假啊，来参加这个灵恩会。
So that all the brothers and sisters, some were able to take time off to come to attend the spiritual convocation.
那也愿主耶稣纪念大家的心。
And may Lord Jesus remember everyone's heart.
那在这里也跟弟兄姐妹啊，长子负责人大家问好。
And I also want to greet all the brothers and sisters, all the ministers and elders here.
好，我们这一次灵恩会有一个主题叫固守真道。
The theme of our spiritual convocation is stand firm in the truth.
那刚刚啊，传道有跟我们谈到金灯台的意象。
And earlier, Preacher Joe shared with us the vision of the golden lampstand.
教会是主所设立的。
The church is established by the Lord.
它有神的同在是荣耀的。
The church with the abundance of the Lord is glorious.
那我们今天受洗归入基督，蒙主的拣选。
And today we are baptized into Lord Jesus, and we are chosen by the Lord.
我们在教会里面能够一起来敬拜神。
And we are able to worship God together in the church.
来学习圣经的道理。
To learn the word of the Bible.
或许我们是第一代的信仰。
And perhaps we are the first generation of believers.
或者第二代、第三代。
Or maybe we are the second or third generation.
也有第四代到第五代。
Perhaps even the fourth to fifth generation.
那今天我们的信仰就是能够建立在我们的生活当中。
But today our faith can be established on our life.
而且能够传承在我们的家。
And we are able to pass this on in our family.
不但个人的信仰要建立。
We not only need to build up our individual faiths.
我们也能够把这个全家都能够信主。
We can also work towards the goal of our entire household believing the Lord.
能够热心来侍奉主。
To serve the Lord fervently.
那我们这一节来看耶稣雅记的第四章。
So for this session, let's look at Joshua chapter 4.
耶稣雅记的第四章。
Joshua chapter 4.
第四章这边开始在描述当时摩西已经死了，耶稣亚起来。
In the beginning of chapter 4, it describes how Moses had already died at this time, and Joshua was the leader.
他带领百姓过河。
And Joshua had led the people to cross the river.
过约旦河，当然也是看到神的同在。
And when they crossed the Jordan River, they also saw the abundance of God.
因为他们这个脚一踏入河中，就变成干地，就走过去了。
Because the moment their foot stepped into the river became dry ground, and they were able to cross the river.
那这个时候呢，神就对耶稣亚说，你要从民中拣选十二个人。
And at this time, the Lord told Joshua he must choose people from each tribe, from the 12 tribes.
就是每个支派一个人。
One man from every tribe.
然后吩咐他们说，你们要从这里，从约旦河中，祭司的脚踏定的地方取十二块石头带过去。
And he must tell each of these men from the 12 tribes to take up a stone from the strike ground where the foot of the priest stands, and to bring it to the other side.
然后放在你们今天晚上要这个住宿的地方。
And to bring the stone to the place where you are staying that night.
这是神对耶稣亚吩咐的。
And this is what God had commanded Joshua.
所以耶稣亚呢就将他从以色列中所预备的那十二个人，每支派一个人，都把他召聚过来。
So Joshua called the 12 men that he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe.
就对他们说，你们下约旦河，过河到 这个你们神的耶柜前头。
And he told them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan.
就按着十二个支派，十二个人的数目，每一个人取一块石头。
And according to the 12 tribes of Israel, each person took a stone.
然后扛在肩上。
They took a stone on their shoulder.
第六节说，这些石头就是要在你们中间做证据。
And in verse 6, it tells us that these stones may be a sign among you.
那日后你们的子孙如果问你们说，这些石头是什么意思？
So when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you?
你们就对他们说，这是因为约旦河的水在神的耶柜前头断绝了。
Then you shall answer them, saying that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord.
所以耶柜在过约旦河的时候呢，约旦河的水断绝，这些石头要做以色列人永远的纪念。
So when it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever.
所以第六节有讲这是做证据。
So verse 6 tells us that this is a sign.
那第七节说是做纪念。
And in verse 7 it tells us that these stones will be for a memorial.
那以色列百姓十二个支派这十二个人就照着神所吩咐的那他们就这样做了。
So the children of Israel, the 12 men from each tribe, did accordingly.
那这个当中我们就可以再看十九节。
And then we can look to verse 19.
第四章十九节。
Joshua chapter 4, verse 19.
正月初十日，百姓从约旦河里上来，就在吉甲，在耶利哥的东边安营，他们已经过河了。
So in verse 19, we see that on the 10th day of the first month,They camped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho, so they crossed the river.
然后就把他们从约旦河中取来的那十二块石头，耶稣亚就立在吉甲。
And the 12 stones that they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal.
然后再看二十一节。
And let's continue reading verse 21.
就对以色列人说，日后你们的子孙如果问你们的问他们的父亲说。这些石头是什么意思？
And verse 21 says, Then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What are these stones?
你们就告诉他们说，以色列曾走干地过约旦河。
22, Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land.
因为耶和华就是你们的神在你们前头使约旦河的水干了。
23. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over.
就等着你们过来。
Until you had crossed over.
就是你们的神呢，从前在我们前面使红海干了。
As the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us.
等着我们过来一样。
Until we had crossed over.
要使地上万民都知道。这个神的手是大有能力的。
That all the people of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty.
要使你们永远敬畏神啊。
That you may fear the Lord your God forever.
就是你们的神。
Your God forever.
那这一段经文就是告诉我们。
So this passage tells us.
上一代的人他离开埃及，然后过红海，走旷野。
The previous generation had departed from Egypt. They crossed the wilderness and they crossed the Jordan River.
本来这个红海是没有办法过去的。
Originally, they could not cross the Red Sea.
但是神带领以色列百姓，摩西伸出手中的杖，神借着东风，所以变成红海变干地就过去了。
But God commanded Moses to stretch out his staff.And through the east wind, the Red Sea became dry land, so the children of Israel were able to cross it.
那现在再来是下一代了。
And now the current generation,
啊，下一代他们的一种信仰过程也是承接上一代的。
As for the current generation, they also inherited the same faith experience that the previous generation had.
我们看到之前是过红海，现在要过约旦河。
We see that for the previous generation, they had to cross the Red Sea. Now this generation had to cross the Jordan River.
那神也是让约旦河变成干地，哦，让他们走过去。
And God also caused the Jordan River to become dry ground so that they can cross over it.
啊，这也是非常奇妙的神大能的作为。
And this is also a very miraculous, mighty sign of God.
但是这个石头从这边扛到那边。
But they carried the stone on their shoulder from one place to the other side.
啊，要让以色列百姓啊都能够知道这是做证据，而且是做永远的纪念。
So that all the children of Israel can know that this is not only evidence, it is a sign, but it is also a memorial.
那我们可以看到神并没有离开，而且是永远与我们同在。
So that we can see that God did not depart from us, but he remains with us forever.
啊，我们人都有每个人的啊，这个生命的经历。
As people, we all have our own life experiences.
也有他信仰的过程。
We all have our experience in our faith.
你也是用生命写历史。
We also use our lives to write history.
那历史也见证着每个人的生命。
And history testifies how we have lived our lives.
啊，时间留下很多痕迹。
Time leaves the trace of our lives.
啊，时间也见证很多记录。
Time also testifies how we lived our lives.
啊，每个人在生命的过程里面，啊，都好像云彩般的见证。
Through the process of our lives, we have many different things to testify about.
我们都一样在奔跑天路。
We are all walking towards this journey of heaven.
但是我们从圣经的教训可以啊体会到。
But from the teachings of the Bible, we can also experience.
啊，一代过去，一代又来。
That one generation will come and the generation will pass.
我们常常说，长江后浪推前浪。
When we talk about the Yangtze River or a great river, sometimes we'll say that the waves of the river, one wave will push the other wave forward.
哦，这也是历史的一个进程。
And this is like how history passes.
那我们看到以色列人、犹太人，他们也是很重视这个啊历史传承的，非常重视这个历史信仰的传承。
So when we look at the Israelites and the Jews, we see that they also value the importance of passing on their history, their faith.
啊，不是只有说历史在传承，包括社会也在传承。
We see that not only history is passed on, but the entire community and society is passed on.
那我们看啊，教会也是要传承。
When we look at the church, we see that the church is something that must also pass on to the next generation.
啊，但是传承什么？
But what are we passing on?
当然要传承信仰。
Of course, we need to pass on faith.
啊，传承真理。
We need to pass on the truth.
也要传承这个福音。
We need to pass on the gospel.
也要传承这种侍奉。
We need to pass on servitude.
啊，更能够传承这个经验啊，跟啊体验。
And we also want to pass through our experience and all the things that we have learned.
啊，最近很有一些教会在举办啊这个几十周年的纪念感恩特别聚会。
Recently, there are many church locations that are holding special services commemorating different milestones.
啊，有的走过五十年，半个世纪。
Some churches have been established for 50 years, half a century.
哦，有的教会六十年、七十年、八十年都有的感恩聚会。
And some churches have special services for their 80th anniversary or 70th anniversary.
哦，也有到九十年了。
Some even their 90th anniversary.
哦，那如果以这个我们教会在 这个圣灵建立的过程。
And if we're looking at our church in terms of how it was established by the Holy Spirit,
以及教会这个发展的经过。
And how it has developed,
也有百年的历史。
We see that there is also hundreds of years of history.
所以我们最近有在提到说这个世纪传承。
And so recently we've been talking about the passing on to a next generation for the next century.
百年灵恩世纪传承。
Once we reach our 100-year anniversary, how will we pass on to the next century?
因为我们会看到过去有很多美好的见证。
Because we see that there are many beautiful testimonies from the past.
信仰的体验。
There are many things we have experienced in our faith.
有时候看到很多留下来的照片都已经黄了。
And when we look at the pictures that we have kept, a lot of the pictures have already turned yellow.
相片上的一些长辈或者工人有的已经不在了。
Many of the elderly and the workers in the pictures are no longer with us today.
原本这个坐在第一排的有的已经都先走了。
And maybe a lot of the people who are sitting in the front row of these pictures have already passed on.
但是蹲在地上的那个小朋友也长大了。
But even the little children that are squatting on the floor have now all grown up.
所以有些人说，照相不要坐第一排，第一排都会先走的。
So some people joke around saying, when you take a group picture, don't sit on the first row, because the people on the first row are always the first to leave.
照相要用蹲的，蹲在前面的会比较年轻。
But instead, when you take a group picture, you should squat on the floor, just like the little kids, because that means you are young.
但是儿童也会长大。
But even little children grow up.
青年也成了国家的栋梁，也是教会的柱石啊。
Even the youths become the workforce in the society, the pillars of the church.
所以时间总是会很快的过去。
So time passes by very quickly.
那我们从这一段经文也可以体会到为什么他们要搬十二个石头。
And from this passage, we can also relate to why they want to carry 12 stones.
这个十二个支派当然是整体的，它不是分开的。
The 12 tribes is one collective group. They are not individual separate groups.
神的选民就是神的儿女了。
The chosen people of God are the sons and daughters of God.
上一代走红海，我们这一代过约旦河。
The previous generation crossed the Red Sea, and our generation crosses the Jordan River.
我们的神是永恒不变的。
Our God is eternal and unchanging.
我们的信仰也是坚定不变的。
And our faith is also firm and unchanging.
所以你可以看到以色列人。
So when we look at the Israelites,
他们很重视宗教教育。
They value the importance of religious education.
就是老一辈的。
Even the older generation.
这个父母要把信仰交给下一代。
The parents want to pass on their faith to the next generation.
他们在家里就一直的培养他们。
In their own home, they would cultivate their children in this way.
这个宗教教育从信仰去扎根。
Religious education needs to be rooted in faith.
那我们也可以看到我们早期这个宗教教育的重视对我们教会也是有很大的帮助。
Within our church today, we also see that valuing the importance of religious education in earlier years really helped out the church.
我们最早在推动这个宗教教育，嘉义教会做得很好。
Probably the earliest in the current church history that we tried to push the importance of RE was in the 嘉义 church in Taiwan.
然后就发展到各地也推展到其他各国的教会。
And from there, we started promoting RE to other locations and also to other countries.
所以这个信仰的传承，你可以看到它对基础的坚固是非常宝贵的。
So we see that in passing on faith, these setting up these building blocks and foundation is very important.
从个人到家庭到教会。
From individually to our family to the church.
所以圣经里面告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
我们看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
出埃及记第二章
，Exodus chapter 2，
第二章二十四节
，chapter 2 verse 24，
这边说，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他以亚伯拉以撒雅各所立的约
Here it says that God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
神的约是不变的。
The covenant of God does not change.
他的应许也是不变的。
His promise also does not change.
再看第三章。
Let's continue reading chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
说我是你父亲的神。
God says, I am the God of your father.
是亚伯拉罕的神。
The God of Abraham.
是以撒的神。
The God of Isaac.
是雅各的神。
And the God of Jacob.
那我们再看这个。第三章的十五节。
Let's continue reading chapter 3, verse 15.
这边说是你祖宗的神。
Here it says, I am the Lord God of your fathers.
就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
然后在这里想说，你要做纪念直到万代。
And at the end of verse 15, God also says, This is my memorial to all generations.
再看第四章。
And continue reading chapter 4.
第四章第五节。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
说你们要信这个神就是你祖宗的神。
Here God says, we need to believe that the Lord God is the God of their fathers.
就是亚伯拉的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
我们可以知道神拣选亚伯拉罕
We can know that God chose Abraham
也赐福给他
And also blessed him
那亚伯拉罕又把这个信仰传给以撒
And Abraham passed this faith on to Isaac
所以你看以撒也是一样到哪里就是筑坛求告神
So when we look at Isaac he's the same as Abraham Wherever he goes he builds an altar and calls on the name of the Lord
雅各也是一样
And the same with Jacob
而且他们搭帐篷
And when they pitch their tents,
圣经里面谈到以撒是挖水井。
The Bible mentions how Isaac dug a well.
那这个雅各呢，他都立石做证据。
And Jacob would always set up stones as a sign or memorial.
他也对神存着一种感恩的心。
And he also holds a heart of thanksgiving to God.
所以这个信仰代代相传。
So faith is passed on from generation to generation.
上一代有责任把信仰传给下一代。
The previous generation has the responsibility of passing on faith to the next generation.
如果下一代没有信仰了
If the following generation does not have faith,
那也很可惜，更可悲。
And it is a pity, but it is also a very tragic thing.
像以利祭司两个儿子不认识神。
For example, the two sons of the priest Eli did not know God.
以至于以利因为尊重孩子过于尊重神。
Because Eli honored his sons more than he honored God.
结果我们可以从撒母耳记里面看到这个以利的见解。
So from 1 Samuel, we can see the warning from the story of Eli.
也提醒我们应该要教导孩子认识神。
And it also reminds us that we must teach our children to know God.
那同样在那个时代有一个撒母耳。
And in the same generation, there was a person called Samuel.
圣经里面说撒母耳是在神的面前长大。
And the Bible records that Samuel grew up in front of God, before God.
而且得神跟人的喜爱。
And he found favor. Both with God and men.
我们来看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
二章二十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 21.
这边第二行写说孩子撒母耳在神面前渐渐长大。
If we look at the second sentence, it says, the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
26节。
Read verse 26.
孩子撒母耳渐渐长大。
And the child Samuel grew in stature.
啊，说神跟人耶和华喜爱他。
And it also says, and in favor both with the Lord and men.
所以你可以看到这个石头什么意思。
So we can see what these stones mean.
上一代过红海吗？
Because the previous generation had crossed the Red Sea.
这一代过约旦河啊。
And this generation crosses the Jordan River.
那你看这个哈拿，他有信心，他也祷告，哦，体验到神的作为。
And when we look at Hannah, we see that she has faith. She prays to God and she sees
the working of God. 带到圣殿。
She also brings her child to the temple.
她也教导她的孩子。
She also teaches her child
能够认识神。
To know the Lord.
而且孩子在神的面前渐渐长大。
And her child can grow up before the Lord.
哦，得神跟人的喜爱。
To have favor with both the Lord and men.
路加福音里面描述主耶稣。
The Gospel of Luke also describes Lord Jesus in the same way.
他给我们做榜样。
That he is an example for us.
他12岁的时候到圣殿。
When he was 12, he went to the temple.
主耶稣也是渐渐长大。
And Lord Jesus also grew in stature.
圣经说有神的恩跟他同在。
And the Bible records that the grace of God was with him.
而且他的智慧跟身量。
And he grew in both stature and wisdom.
还有神跟人喜爱的心一起增长。
And he had favor with both God and men.
这个就是并重的。
And we see that he had both.
我们今天一般我们孩子在外面学校或者社会上当然有他成长的环境。
Today, typically, when our children grows up in school, he has his own environment that he grows in.
但是我们不能忽略跟教会跟信仰的关系。
But we cannot neglect his relationship with his faith, with the church.
我们应当教导他认识神。
We ought to teach our children to know God.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom.
你认识至圣者就是聪明。
If we know the Most Holy One, that is wisdom.
让父母能够安心的是孩子能够认识神。
Those children that are able to make their parents at peace are those who know the Lord.
父母挂心的是孩子远离神。
The children who cause their parents to worry are the children who are to have departed from the Lord.
所以我们也要为孩子祷告。
So we must also pray for our children.
让他能够保守在主里面。
So they can be protected in the Lord.
教导孩子认识神，敬畏神。
We must teach our children how to know God, how to fear God.
圣经里面记载这个提摩太。
The Bible also records Timothy.
提摩太的信仰。
The faith of Timothy.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章第五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章第五节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
这边说想到你心里无为的信。
Here it says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you.
这个信是先在你外祖母罗以跟你母亲尤尼基心里的。
Which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice.
我深信也在你的心里。
And I am persuaded is in you also.
所以这个家庭宗教教义很重要。
So we see within the family,
religious
education is important.
信仰的传承，这个教会跟家庭是并重的。
We also see that in the passing on of faith, the family and the church are both important and need to work together.
他从外祖母跟母亲影响他很大。
We see for Timothy, he was greatly affected by his grandmother and his mother.
那另外保罗也提到，我知道你从小就明白圣经。
And we see that Paul also mentions to Timothy, I know that you know the scriptures since you were young.
我们看同样提摩太后书第三章。
Let's also look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
三章十四节跟十五节。
Chapter 3 verses 14 and 15.
这边说你所学习所切信的要存在心里。
Here Paul says you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of.
因为你知道是跟谁学的。
Knowing from whom you have learned from.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经。
And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures.
这个圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
那十六节跟十七节也讲到圣经跟我们的关系。
And verses 16 and 17 also tell us the relationship between the Bible and us.
圣经是神所启示的。
The Bible is, the, is given by inspiration of God.
它能够让我们属神的人得以完全。
It is able to make those who belong to God complete.
圣经有三个功用。
And there are three purposes of the Bible.
16节说使人归正。
Verse 16 says, It brings correction for instruction in righteousness.
你归正的话就不歪不偏不邪。
If we return to righteousness, we are no longer deviating or we are no longer wicked.
你可以走正路。
We can walk on the right path.
教导人学义，这是第二个功用。
We see the second purpose of the Bible is that it is profitable for doctrine.
义就是遵循神的道。
The doctrine means following the will of God.
对我们灵修是有帮助的。
It is helpful for our cultivation.
第三就是有得救的智慧。
Third, we see that it gives us the wisdom for salvation.
什么是得救的智慧？
What is having the wisdom for salvation?
有的人会认为说 IQ 高就是有智慧。
Some people consider having a high IQ means that you're very wise.
当然人有知识或者他的头脑 很灵巧聪明。
Of course, if a person has a lot of knowledge or he is very, very learned or very, very quick.
但是最大的智慧还是要认识神。
That is, might be good, but the greatest wisdom is to know God.
所罗门很有智慧。
King Solomon has a lot of wisdom.
他写了智慧书。
And he wrote the book of wisdom.
但是他也提到这个智慧就是要敬畏神。
But he also mentions that wisdom means that we have to fear God.
你如果跟神脱离了关系。
If we are cut off from God.
这个智慧就会变成愚昧。
Then wisdom becomes foolishness.
所以愚昧的人他不认识神。
So those who are foolish do not know God.
所以诗篇十四篇说，愚顽人心中没有神。
That's why in Psalm 14 it says, those who are foolish do not have God in their hearts.
人要认识神，敬畏神。
Man needs to know God and fear God.
所以要明白圣经。
So we have to know the Bible.
所以我们一方面信仰传承，你要认识神，也要明白圣经。
So to pass on our faith, we need to not only know God, but we also need to understand the Bible.
箴言二十二章第六节又讲。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 also tells us.
你要教导孩童。
We have to teach our children.
走当行的道。
To walk on the right path.
到老都不偏离了。
So that he will not depart from it when he is old.
那什么是当行的道？
So what is the right path?
一般做父母长辈对孩子有一种期望。
Typically, parents when raising their children have
have an expectation of the children. 非常诚恳，而且是实在的。
And usually they have a very earnest and practical expectation of their children.
比如说大卫他要离开世上的时候。
For example, when King David was about to pass away from the world,
他说我现在要走世人必走的路。
He said he must go in the way all men goes.
然后他教导他的这个孩子这样说了。
And he taught his son saying,
我们看列王记上第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 2.
列王记上第二章。
1 Kings chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
First King chapter 2 verse 1.
这边说大卫使其临近，就嘱咐他儿子所罗门说，我现在要走世人必走的路。
Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth.
那你要刚强做大丈夫。
And he said, be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man.
所以你要守神的诫命。
You have to keep charge of the Lord your God.
啊，行主的道。
To walk in his ways.
所以你无论做什么事呢，就必亨通呢。
And whatever you do, you may prosper.
哦，因为神所应许的话，子孙。哦，你的子孙如果谨慎自己的行为，哦。
That the Lord may fulfill his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons take heed to their way,
而且尽心尽意诚诚实实行在神的面前，
and to walk before God in truth with all their heart and with all their soul,
就是神的应许是不落空的，
then the promise of God will be fulfilled.
所以要走当行的道。
So they must walk in the right path.
所以在信仰上的传承，
so in the passing on of faith,
我们可以从圣经里面看到为什么说用十二个石头，然后从 这边把它扛到那边。
From the Bible we can see why they needed to carry 12 stones from one side to the other side.
耶稣雅记第四章第六节说要做证据。
In Joshua chapter 4 verse 6 it says that this is a sign.
啊，然后说做永远的纪念。
And it also shall be a memorial forever.
它不但做历史的证据。
Not only it becomes evidence in history.
也是信仰的证据。
It is also evidence of their faith.
对历史来讲。
In terms of history.
啊，他们走过红海。
They have crossed the Red Sea.
这是上一代。
This is what the previous generation had done.
这一代呢。
In this generation,
过约旦河,
crossed the River Jordan.
那可能下一代的人没有看过啊。
And perhaps the next generation will not see this.
他没看过红海的事迹，也没有看过约旦河的故事。
They have not seen the event with the Red Sea. They have also not heard of the story concerning the Jordan River.
但是神的作为很奇妙。
But we see the work of God is very amazing.
这个历史就是 一个见证嘛。
Because history itself is a testimony.
哦，所以我们可以看到神的作为在哪里。
So where can we see the work of God?
我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇七十七篇。
Psalm 77.
诗篇七十七篇十九节。
Psalm 77 verse 19.
七十七篇十九节
，Psalm 77 verse 19，
哦，跟二十节
，and verse 20，
哦，你念
，19 and 20， Your way was in the sea, your path in the great waters, and your footsteps were not known. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
这个就是做历史的证据
，and this is the sign or the proof in history.
啊，这个作诗的人这样描述了。
This is what the psalmist had written.
说你的道在海中，你的路在大水中。
He said, your way was in the sea, your path in the great waters.
你的脚踪没有人知道，非常奇妙的。
Your footsteps were not known, you are very miraculous.
诶，这个一踏进这个河里就变成干地了。
The moment they stepped their, put their foot in the river, it became dry ground.
这些都是历史留下的证据。
And these are all the things...left by history.
也是我们信仰的证据。
This is also the evidence of our faith.
因为神是你父亲的神，也是祖宗的神啊。
Because our God is the God of our father, also the God of our ancestors.
那你到第三代、第四代，你要知道你所信的是谁。
So when we come to the third or fourth generation, we must come to know who we believe in.
这个就是用这石头做证据。
And that is why the stones are there as evidence.
那这也是恩典的证据。
And this is also the evidence of grace.
我们曾经在学生灵恩会的时候，
One time during the student spiritual convocation,
有安排见证会。
We had arranged for a testimony session.
啊，有的学生他也知道他的见证。
And there are some students who also know their own testimony.
哦，他个人的见证。
They know their personal testimony.
但是有些不知道他家里的见证。
But there are some students who don't know the testimonies concerning their own families.
但是传道有负担过那个地方。
But there will be preachers who have been ministered in their local churches before.
哦，知道他的家是怎么来归主的。
And know how their family came to believe in the Lord.
哦，所以有跟他说，哎，你知道你家里蒙恩的见证吗？
And the preacher will ask the student, do you know how your family received grace?
哦，有的学生说他不大清楚。
Some students will say they're not very sure.
可能知道，不是很详细。
And maybe they know, but they don't know in detail.
所以主的恩典要去数算。
So we must count the blessings of the Lord.
也要教导下一代。
We must also teach the next generation.
我们看诗篇77篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 77.
诗篇77篇。
Psalm 77.
77篇第五节。
Psalm 77 verse 5.
我追想古时之日，上古之年。
I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times.
哦，这个古时之日，上古之年，你要追想啊。
We have to consider the days of old, the years of ancient time.
哦，所以圣经说你不要忘记神的作为。
So the Bible tells us we cannot forget the works of God.
我们看七十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 78.
七十八篇第一节到第七节。
Psalm 78 verses 1 to 7.
好，你念。
Psalm 78, 1 to 7. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he has established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments.
所以第四节这样说了。
So in verse 4 we see,
我们不要将这些事向子孙隐瞒。
We will not hide these things from our children.
我们更要把神的美德、他的能力、奇妙作为讲给后代听。
And even more so, we need to tell the praises of the Lord, his strength, his wonderful works.
第五节说要传给子孙。
And in verse 5, it tells us that we need to make this known to our children.
第六节说使将要生的后代子孙也可以知道。
And in verse 6, it says that so the generation might know, and the children who are born after that may also know.
第七节好叫他们仰望神，而且是不忘记神的作为。
And verse 7 points out that this is so they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God.
哦，这个石头是什么意思？
So what do these stones mean?
也是做恩典的证据，永远的纪念。
To become evidence of God's grace, to become a memorial forever.
我们有时候安排信徒做见证。
Sometimes we arrange for believers to give testimonies.
有的会用一些经文来讲他信仰的体验。
Some members will use the Bible to share experiences in their faith.
比如有时候会讲一些他生活当中的一些经历，讲到耶和华是我的避难所，神是我的避难所。
And some will share experiences in their lives and share a scripture showing how the Lord our God is their stronghold.
这个诗篇四十六篇。
And this is in Psalm 46.
是我患难中的随时帮助。
God is our help whenever we are in trouble.
那有的就会用103篇说，我的心啊，不要忘记神的恩典。
And some will use Psalm 103 and share that my heart, do not forget the blessings of the Lord.
这个就是神的恩典，你不要忘记啊，这是恩典的证据啊。
And we should not forget the grace and blessings of God, and this is the evidence of God's grace.
那既然这个证据呢，就是十二支派派一个人扛过来。
And since this evidence came about by appointing one man from each of the 12 tribes and carrying the stone over, and the stone is placed there.
然后做永远的纪念。
And the stone is there as a memorial forever.
就是世代相传了。
That means that they pass this on from generation to generation.
我们看71篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 71.
71篇的17节。
Psalm 71 verse 17.
17节跟18节。
Verses 17 and 18.
好，你念。
17. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come.
啊，这里有说，我年幼的时候，你就教训我了。
Here he says, when I was in my youth, you have taught me.
那现在我年老，头发白了。
Now that I am old and gray-headed.
说神啊，你不要离弃我。
O God, do not forsake me.
也等我将你的能力指示下代。
Until I declare your strength to the next generation.
将你的大能指示后世的人呢。
Until I declare your power to everyone who is to come.
所以有时候我们这样，哎，想起来，神的作为很奇妙。
Sometimes when we think back, we realize that the work of God is very amazing.
所以我们要去思想，这石头什么意思？
So we have to think about what do these stones mean?
让我们能够在信仰上能够有一个思考。
So that we can think about this in our faith.
也能够坚固我们的信心。
And to strengthen our faith.
我们的神是不离开我们，也不丢弃你的。
Because our God does not leave us. He does not abandon us.
不会忘记你。
And he will not forget us.
有时候是我们人忘记神。
Sometimes it is us who forget God.
我们人远离神。
As people, we depart from God.
神不会忘记我们。
God will not forget us.
所以以赛亚书49章说神不会忘记你。
That's why in Isaiah chapter 49, it says that God will not forget us.
做母亲或许有时会忘记吃奶的孩子。
A mother perhaps will sometimes forget their own child that they are weaning.
神不会忘记你。
But God will not forget us.
作诗的人说，神啊，你忘记我到要到几时呢？
The psalmist writes, God, how long will you forget me?
我心忧闷，神啊，你要丢弃我到几时呢？
My heart is in sorrow. Oh God, how long will you abandon me?
神没有忘记，也没有丢弃。
But God has not forgotten, nor has he forsaken us.
他不离开你的。
He does not depart from us.
只要你来到神的面前。
As long as we come before God.
他要与你亲近。
He will draw close to us.
所以圣经说你亲近神，神就亲近你。
That's why the Bible says if we draw near to God, he will draw near to us.
所以有时是我们远离神。
So sometimes it is us who have departed from God.
他的爱是不变的。
His love is unchanging.
他的恩典是不变的。
His grace is unchanging.
所以我们要常常亲近他。
So we have to constantly draw close to him.
有时候我们唱赞美诗389首。
Sometimes we would sing hymn number 389.
你亲近更亲近。
Nearer, still nearer.
你如果从内心里面去唱这个诗歌。
If we sing this hymn from our hearts.
你会觉得说这个诗歌把你的心慢慢慢就拉到神的面前。
Well, realize that this hymn is slowly drawing our hearts closer to God.
而且在灵里面，你会觉得说你跟神交通。
And in spirit, we will feel that we are communicating with God.
亲近神是甜美的。
To draw near to God is very sweet.
神也亲近你。
Because God will draw near to us.
就好像婴孩在母亲的怀里一样。
Just like a baby in the bosom of his mother.
所以我们要能够去思想这个石头是什么意思啊。
So we must consider and think about what do these stones mean?
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十。
Hebrews.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
十三章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7.
跟第八节。
And verse 8.
好，你念。
Verse 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
这边也告诉我们，耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
This passage also tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你石头从那边对岸扛到这里。
You have carried the stone on your shoulder from the other side to this side of the river.
放在这里做证据。
And you have placed it here as evidence.
也做永远的纪念。
and as a memorial forever.
纪念神的恩典。
To memorialize,
也坚固我们的信心,
the grace of God and to strengthen our faith.
啊, 神是不变的,
that God does not change.
他是永远是一样的,
He is forever the same.
所以第九节说啊,
so in verse 9 it says,
不要被诸般怪异的教训勾引了,
do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines.
哦, 人心靠恩得以坚固才是好的。
For it is good that the heart be established by grace.
所以我们要持守啊，我们纯正的一个信仰。
So we have to stand firm and hold on to our pure faith.
啊，也要感念啊，以前引导我们信主的这个父母或者长辈。
And we must also be thankful for those who have come before us who brought build up our faith, whether our parents or the elderly.
我们也要进一步去思想他们。啊，给我们留下美好的榜样。
And we must go one step further and think about the example they have left for us.
哦，他们的信心我们要效法。
We must learn from their faith.
啊，他们为人的结局。
And the outcome of their conduct.
哦，他们所留下佳美的脚踪。
The footsteps that they have left behind.
所以，当你在看这个照片，已经是黑白变黄的。
So when we look at a photograph, perhaps it was once black and white, but now turned yellow.
它给你很多怀念。
It brings for you a lot of sentiment.
但是它给你什么？啊，一颗感恩的心。
But what does it give you? It gives you a heart of thanksgiving.
它其实也是给我们做信仰的一个证据。
It also becomes evidence, a sign of our faith.
那愿主耶稣坚固我们的信心。
May Lord Jesus strengthen our faith.
让我们时时刻刻保守在神的爱中。
So that we can constantly be preserved in the love of God.
啊，能够固守这个真道。
So that we can hold firmly to the truth.
啊，坚固我们的信心。
And strengthen our faith.
我们来唱诗486首。
Let's sing hymn 468.
468.